Are there deep state Antifa agitators being paid to show up at the DNC to mingle inside of the protests that were already organized to tear down police barriers, to set American flags on fire? Well, that's exactly what appears to be happening. Terry Newsom, host of Behind Enemy Lines, was right there. By the way, Terry was also standing right behind Ray Epps on January 6th and sees a lot of similarities to these agitators who were there, you know, protesting organically out of the blue. And Terry joins us now. Terry, you were in the thick of it yesterday in Chicago, and it looked pretty terrifying. And we see these protesters burning American flags, these agitators getting in fights with you and others. Who are these guys? Are these Antifa guys?
Yeah, absolutely. They're, I guess, the quote professional Antifa guys. There's some that are working full time, like the couple gentlemen that was in the story I sent you, Jeremy and Jason Mahan. I'm a full-time Antifa guys. They agitate, they harass the whole city of Chicago, parents, and they did exactly what they did at January 6th, these group of Antifa guys. I did not see the Hammond brothers there. They're there somewhere. And what they did was agitated their own people, started, you know, harassing and got them to redirect from the parade, which they're supposed to do a oval and go back to the original park. And those agitators, the gentleman you have a photo of, was harassing his own people and forced them and pushed them to go to the barriers that were penetrated on day one. And then they all participated in removing the barriers, and they're calling them, come on in, just like January 6th. Come on in, come on in.
This is crazy. So let's put this picture up. This guy here, he's wearing like a bandana. And so the protest parade is sort of coming down, but it's like 150 different organizations, you say. So it's not just like one sort of monolithic group, right? It's just 150 different organizations. They're coming down the street.
Yeah.
This guy, whoever he is, along with others, start to redirect them to go towards the barriers. Am I understanding you correctly?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And for the parade, there's marshals, right, that are with the organization, like, you know, the Palestinian Hamas and whatever. And they actually circled these guys because these guys were pushing. We thought there was going to be a fight, but, you know, they were pushing their own guys, supposedly, right? And then these marshals got around them trying to contain the agitation. But these guys were much more aggressive and forceful than these other folks. And they were arguing over, go this way. And then they're going, like, go that way. It's kind of funny. And eventually they started following him and his cluster of the militant Antifa guys. You know, they're all black. They had the metal shields on the back and stuff like that. And as they got closer to the barriers, the same guy got in a circle with his other Antifa guys. They're blocking so you can't see. And they changed their clothes, typical Antifa fashion, took his bandana off and his hair puffed up, you know. And then they went and they started attacking the unpenetrable fencing that the Chicago said was, and they started taking them out and sliding them out. And then some of the guys would get on there, come on, come on, just like on January 6th. You know, another thing they're saying as they're walking up, whose streets, our streets, whose streets, our streets. The same thing we heard at the Capitol, whose house, our house, whose house, our house. Similar chants to agitate, to get people, you know, excited, motivated. And they did the exact same thing here. And when they,
what do you think's behind it? I mean, who's behind it? Who's funding this? So these Antifa guys come in wearing masks, so we don't see them. I mean, the obvious feeling is that these are feds in some relation, that there's some motivation to make these guys look crazy, that they're burning American flags, but they're being paid and it's organized. So who's behind this? Do you think?
Yeah, I'm certain you hear. I mean, all of us hear about this, right? George Soros, the dark money. There's guys, they're full-time, that's all they do. They harass parents, I mean, all day long, right? We have events, they threaten to shoot them up. They, you know what I mean? They're full-time doing this. They can't have jobs. I mean, a lot of them are lowlifes. Those other guys I sent you, you know, decade in prison and stuff. I don't know, I mean, they don't work, you know? So this is their job and they're getting funding. I wish at some point in time, you know, we keep talking about Soros, we keep talking about dark money. It's coming from somewhere. And then they hit those signs. You see the signs everywhere. Like stacked. I mean, just laying there at the park and Ben Arrow filming. Just tons. I mean, thousands of them. You know, so somebody's. It's cost a lot of money for what they had set up yesterday.
Yeah, and the digital infrastructure, as you pointed out, Jim Hoft over at the Gateway Pundit also published some of their digital communications and organizing behind the scenes. So this is all orchestrated. I mean, we also saw vans of individuals pulling up and so forth. So, this the back end sort of digital communications is also very orchestrated, right?
Yeah, they had they were using some sort of Russian encrypted apps that they were using to communicate amongst themselves, like similar to a Telegram, but it's a Russian version of Telegram that they were all communicating. And they were well organized, and I think it's going to get worse throughout the week, right? And as you know, Antifa has their different little, you know, loosely coupled, which is true, but there's someone like at the helm, right, that's coordinating on who does what, you know, who gets arrested at what time, like this guy Stevie O who got arrested. It makes you wonder, like, you know, do you want to get taken out or arrested on day one? And if they, how they plan out the rest of the days, because you know there's going to be more stuff tonight, there's going to be more stuff tomorrow, and there's somebody at the helm, right, collaborating amongst them all. I think it's those Hammond brothers.
I mean, if you think about it, right, I mean, I don't want to be conspiratorial here, but if they're organized and their goal is to go into these groups and then make them appear as if they are anti-American, right? So these Antifa guys went into this protest and started burning the American flag, and then the cameras show up, right? Uh-huh. So now that entire protest is painted as anti-American, right? I mean, I'm trying to understand their goal here, right? And I don't want us to be, again, I don't want us to be fooled. I don't want us to be sheep. Yeah. Like, what's the goal here? Like, these billionaires are doing this, trying to agitate for this. They disrupted like a Nancy Pelosi thing last night on the Stephen Colbert show, yelling out. Mm-hmm. So there's like there's these agitators doing this. I mean, are they all part of this organization? Are they all part of this Antifa, these Antifa guys?
I guess I view them, I don't want to compliment, they're like the special forces, right, of the radical leftists, of agitators and anti-fascists, right? Then you got these other leftist radical groups. And then once you ignite that fire, just like January 6th, Clayton, they're just people there, right? Grandparents, you know, once it happens, right? And they knew that, and that's what they did. You know, that's what they did on Monday. And, you know, I really believe there's definitely big money behind this, huge money. And it's got to be a way at some point.
I would love to be able to track it. I mean, again, I really want to get to the heart of this. I mean, I know you're there on the street, so we don't know where the money's traveling through, what bank accounts or whatever, but you pointed out the arrests. So this guy, Steve-O, we had the video that you sent. You were there, and the people were telling you that this guy, Steve, was arrested. He'll be out in 2 hours, they told you. How did they, like, so what, can you explain that? How would they know that this guy would be out in 2 hours? They already seem to have known this.
Well, you know, to your point about who and why someone's doing this, I forgot the name of the National Lawyers Association. They have these green hats on, and it was announced 2 days before, they will take care of everybody that gets arrested from the protesters, everybody. So that, to me, is a dog whistle. Hey, we got your back, right? So Ben and I were, you know, we were messing with them and try to get them on camera. Hey, could you help us? They just throw milk on us. We don't talk to you. We won't talk. I go, oh, you're only here for talking to Antifa or Palestinian. No comments, sir. So they're there, and they're there helping them. Somebody's funding them too, right, Clayton? A bunch of attorneys, right, and people that are, you know, watching all this stuff occur. And then another thing, like tonight, I think at 5 o'clock, I can't make it, but they finally gave the Jewish people a permit right across from Antifa and the Palestine thing. So, I mean, so I'm glad the Jewish people have a chance to voice their concerns, but that's going to be crazy, right? I mean, it's right across the street. Why did they do it? Did they do that on purpose? We'll know later tonight,
of course.
Right?
No, of course they did it on purpose. I mean, again, I think this is all orchestrated. Everyone watching right now, don't be fooled, because you see it all over Fox News last night. You know, they had all these reporters out there covering the violent protests and all of this outside, right? So any sort of message from any Palestinians who were there or whatever, who are like against what's going on in Gaza, it gets totally muffled up by what's happening by these agitators and these Antifa guys, right? As you mentioned, 150 different organizations taking place in these protests. You think they all came there with violent intent? These guys get a bullhorn out and they say, come this way. So I want to know, like, who's behind this? What is the purpose of this? And now you're going to have Jewish protesters given a spot right next to them. They're doing it on purpose because they want to see violent clashes on TV. That's what they're doing.
Yeah. I don't understand why they would want that. There's obviously a reason. This is very well orchestrated. And, you know, they got their, I don't know if you saw, they got bleed kits put out everywhere. It's like crazy. Yeah. The city of Chicago put those out. Like what the military guys carry. It's a civilian version of getting shot and having a bleed kit, you know, and everything's boarded up.
You talk about, oh yeah, Pritzker. I mean, to talk about these guys changing their clothes, like what's the motivation of these Antifa guys? Why are they changing their outfits? And you caught it on camera with this guy that we have here with this bandana. Like, why do they change their clothes suddenly? What's the purpose?
So they changed their clothes from when they had the interaction, the conflict with their own people, the Palestinians, and tell them to follow them, right? The protesters, the Hamas. And which makes really no sense to me because we're there filming. So they walk from there a block and a half down from the corner of the park to where all the fencing is on two sides, right? Police on this side, us, and then the street is open, right? And they had the fencing up. 20 feet from the fencing, they got in a big circle and people took turns changing their clothes. You know, so we're sitting there watching them. I know the intent. The intent is to try to trick law enforcement. But it wasn't that tricky or sneaky. I mean, they're doing it there. You know, that guy, he took his bandana off. His hair was really fluffy. He put on different shorts, a different shirt, and some of the same people did. Then they went, proceeded to the fencing and started taking the fencing down. So I'm not really sure. It wasn't really a top secret 007.
I would love to know that. I mean, we have all this facial recognition tools now, right? That's why they're wearing these masks. They don't want you to know where they're coming from. The reason they're wearing masks is they don't want you to track them. They don't want you to see that these people have a history of being paid. I wouldn't doubt that a lot of these guys are bussed in similarly to what we saw in the college protests. You had these protests on college campuses. We know that George Soros funded protesters were paid to go and agitate on these campuses. That had been reported multiple times from multiple different sources. So we know that they're bussing these people in order to, I don't know, create more drama. So that the television cameras show up and they say, look at all these violent protests. Like, something is going on here.
Yeah, I have a facial scan go. My IT security good friend is running a facial scan on this guy. So hopefully the images were good enough, you know, because they have to, you know, so it's going through the system right now. So hopefully I'll have a name for this.
Hmm. Good. Well, Terry, be safe out there. I know we're going to see what happens. What do you expect is going to happen tonight, Wednesday night at the DNC?
Yeah, I think they're rallying up a little worse at nighttime, right? It's going to get worse as it progresses. And I'm assuming during Kamala Harris's speech, it might be, the worst. These people want to do this. These people like to do this. That's why they're here. They're not only here just because they say they have a voice that they want to be heard. These are scumbags, right? They enjoy this stuff. And it's probably the highlight of their lives.
For sure. Well, Terry Newsom is there. He is host of Behind Enemy Lines. He is literally behind enemy lines right on the streets of this violence in Chicago and these deep state agitators who are being paid to be there. Terry, great to see you. Thanks so much.
Clayton, sorry, one more thing. They're using Behind Enemy Lines. I don't know if, did you see those stories? That they used Behind Enemy Lines. They're doing that on purpose. It's Behind-Enemy-Lines to associate it with me.
Their electronic communication,
their website, and the name of the one organization, the violent militant one, is called Behind Enemy Lines on purpose. So I forgot to send that to you. Yeah, I got all these messages last night. Says that you, they attacked the consulate. Behind Enemy Lines attacked them last night. That's the Chicago guys.
So to make people believe that it's you and your team using that name again, they will stop at nothing. Terry, thank you so much. That's unbelievable. Thanks, Terry.
Thanks. Bye-bye.